It's an industry that I generally love. I have a passion for. I eat, sleep, I live for fitness.
No, you need to be obsessed. You need to wake up, think about it. You need to go to bed, think about your clients, think about your progress, think about what you can do better.
Genuinely, like, just be like patient and take your time. Like that is like, you've got to take it all in the right steps. You've got to nail what you do in person before you go online.
I don't like to talk about fear. The fears is usually something that makes your worries real.
You are listening to the Coaching Ignited Show, where we bring you stories and insights from coaches, fitness professionals, and industry experts to help you expand your business and reach your goals. If you're a new listener, thanks for joining us. My name is Alex Povey. You can subscribe to the podcast on all your favorite apps, including Spotify and iTunes. The Coaching Ignited movement is on a mission to help coaches and personal trainers increase their sales and reach their full potential. If you wanted to find out more, please head over to coachingignited.com. And if you wanted to connect with us on social media, all the details can be found in the show notes. Now let's get into today's show.
On today's episode of the podcast, we've got Rhys Morgan, the founder and owner of Fit and Rich. And this is a really raw podcast. And if you don't like swearing, maybe this one is not for you. But Rhys is doing some amazing work with personal trainers and fitness professionals and helping them take their businesses online and create more freedom, create more happiness, and create more fulfillment on top of making more money. And he has built a multiple six-figure business in a very short space of time. And he talks about his journey to getting to this point because it wasn't always easy. And he went through a really rough time before he really realized success and found personal development and changed his life. So it's a very, very interesting podcast and very honest. So I cannot wait for you to get into the show and listen to Rhys's story. So we're live. Rhys, thank you so much for jumping on the podcast with us today. I want to say a big thank you for taking the time out of your day to do this. I know you've got loads of great things that we can talk about. But why don't you just give us an idea of kind of your backstory, what it is that you do now, but where did you come from to get to this point?
Yeah, awesome. So my name is Rhys Morgan. I guess I'm a retired drug addict turned superstar. I got myself into a really low point in my late teens, early 20s, man. Hit rock bottom with drugs and alcohol, methamphetamine in particular. Started smoking weed, and you know, they say it's the gateway drug, I guess, and just fell in with the wrong crowd and got onto the meth, and that's some life-destroying shit, man. Fucked my life up. Hit rock bottom in terms of lost all my real friends. You know, the only friends I really had around then were, it's called the meth friends, people that you hang out with to find more drugs. I was stealing, I was breaking into houses, I was breaking into cars, I was doing whatever I could to get possessions to sell for money to buy drugs, basically. Lost the house, lost my job, couldn't hold on to a job, and would have been homeless if it wasn't for my beautiful mother, who took me back in. I mean, I'm an only child, right? So she sort of had to. She had no choice, right? But she took me back in, and that was a big change. But I didn't kick the habit. Like, I didn't kick any of my habits, and I continued doing what I was doing. And I started to destroy mum's life. I started to upset her, make her cry, embarrass her in front of her friends, and just ultimately ruin her quality of life. And it was then, right, I finally fucking woke up and realized what a fucking idiot I'd become. I looked at myself in the mirror and I was like, I never meant to become this person. You know, I always had good morals and values, I thought, and I never meant to become that person. And it was destroying my mother's life, mum who had given me everything while I was growing up, that sort of switched my mindset, bro. I went from being a fuckwit to realizing, shit, something's got to change. I've got to turn my life around. So, man, long story short, I found health and fitness and was able to see a change in my body, my mindset. I think the most important thing was that it gave me the realization that I could addict myself to something positive and go forward with something rather than always going backwards in my life. So long story short, man, I turned my life around with health and fitness and mindset development. I started up a personal training business, got really, really successful with that, took on a coach, and within a year had built a $250,000 a year personal training business. Don't get me wrong, at this point I'd already done 18 months to 2 years of personal development, you know, mindset development, listening to all of the best, you know, employing all the laws and rules and mindset tracks and tricks and everything that I needed to. So when I started my business, I exploded. I built a six-figure business in a gym in 4 weeks. So from zero PT sessions to 40 PT sessions in 4 weeks, fucking blew my mind, went to 250K in a year, became a business coach. I've helped over 20 business owners hit $100,000 a year in their business. Built up, you know, a really good clientele of over 40 business owners in my previous coaching company, and then had a bit of a falling out with my previous business coaching company and started my own, and every single one of my clients came with me because they were loyal to me and they were loyal to what I was doing and what I was teaching. So I just started up my new company, Fit and Rich, this year, literally the first week of January. And signed up 35 people in the first 2 weeks, so went from a nearly a multiple six-figure business in 2 weeks, man, which is fucking crazy. Blew my mind. But look, obviously, I'd done the groundwork, and all of those clients were previous clients in another business. But it was crazy to see the business go from nothing to $3,000 plus a week like that. So now I'm here with you, bro, after 4 weeks of being in my new business and already created two laptop lifestyle clients in those 4 weeks. And man, it's fucking amazing to be able to have that journey and to have gone through that journey and to, I guess, be where I am now. It's been a wild ride, bro, but I don't regret any of it, and I wouldn't have it any other way. So there you go.
What an incredible story, man. What an incredible kind of journey that you went through, of like the lowest of lows to like the highest of highs in such a short space of time. Amazing. It's amazing, man. Just to see what's possible. You can go from one place to another really quickly. But you said something key. You were talking about all this mindset development and books and things that you're putting into your mind. Even though the health and fitness was really important to that transition, why was all that stuff that you were feeding your mind so important to having that huge success so quickly, coming from such a dark place?
I mean, you can look at it as success so quickly, but it always sounds, when you say it like I say it like that, like, don't get me wrong, it was up and down, back and forth and round and round. Like, I built a 100K business and then I fucking went back to 50K and then I went up to 250 and then I dropped back to 100 and then 250 again and back to 100. So it was up and down and round and round. But the mindset shit is like the most imperative stuff. Like, you can't run a $100,000 business without a $100,000 mindset. You can't have a $250,000 business without a $250,000 mindset. Like, you need to know how to run your internal shit if you want to be able to master all of the challenges that life is going to throw at you. The rejections, you know, the ups and downs, the crash, the burnouts, like all the shit that the entrepreneurial roller coaster. Like, I've got the book right there from Darren Hardy. And you need to be able to internally master your shit. You need to know how to understand and respond to situations and how to handle them for maximum optimization, you know, as you go through. So that mindset stuff and like, that's, I'll do that forever. The Japanese have a word, right? Kaizen, which is constant and never ending improvement. And that is the number one key to progressing always. And I will swear by mindset. Everything's mindset. Absolutely everything. The language that comes out of your mouth creates your life, basically. Simple as that.
Yeah, 100%. I agree with that Kaizen statement, the Japanese Kaizen, because I think it's so important for that constant development and feeding your brain with nutrition. And I was listening to Vince Del Monte's podcast, or I think it was his story the other day, and he was talking about keeping your well full and basically keeping your mind full with the right things. And it's so important to keep your well full if you want to be able to fill other people's wells.
Yeah, bro. Yeah, you can't keep a village hydrated with no water in the well, right?
Exactly. And so it's so important to us as coaches, and you yourself as a business coach, to make sure that we look after ourselves, keep ourselves very nourished, both with mindset, knowledge and learning, in order to be able to show up and help other people at a higher level. You talked about those different mindset levels, like 100,000, 250,000, and you've got kind of like these different levels of thinking and mindset.
Can you talk about some of your approaches to the different levels and upskilling and up-leveling and how you go about doing that in your daily life?
Yeah, cool. So I think the biggest thing is to build a $100,000 a year business, you can do that as a sole trader. You know, you can earn $2,000 a week and you can earn $100,000 throughout your own efforts. You know, you can build that $100,000 a year business, well, job or, you know, you're self-employed by yourself. And that takes a certain level of mindset. You have to, you know, you have to have a certain level of dedication and understanding of yourself and how to handle situations. But once you go past there, it depends on the business you're in, of course, but we're speaking specifically fitness industry. We're speaking specifically, you know, building a fitness business. Usually it comes down to now hiring a team, you know, and having a team underneath you, and you now start to be responsible for other people's success and other people in your business. And the biggest jump for me was, first of all, learning how to master myself. But then once you get past 100K, 150K plus, you need to learn how to duplicate what you've created in yourself into others. And this is when leadership becomes the number one, absolute number one key factor in growing a large successful business. John C. Maxwell, right? The leader in leadership in the world. Everything rises and falls on leadership. And it goes from mastering yourself to being able to get the most out of others, being able to empower others and teach and show them how to get the most out of their life and be able to really serve them and give them exactly what they want. And to do it in a way that they realize that it's for them and not for your business, because they don't give a shit about the growth of your business. They want the growth in their life. And it's about being able to the mindset level changes so much is because it's now your business growth is now dependent on others' efforts, and you need to be you need to get to that next level of calm and inner peace and understanding and responsibility and leadership to go to the next level, because you need to be able to replicate yourself into others, but also understand that that's not going to happen immediately, and you need to be a fucking next level leader if you want that growth to continue, basically. So that's, I guess, the next level there, yeah.
So in terms of like resources, books, people that you aspire to or look up to, is there any kind of like key people in your life that are kind of like indirect mentors or even mentors that you use that have really helped you level up and take you to where you are right now?
Yeah, cool. John C. Maxwell for leadership, all day, every day. The principles that guy teaches, if you embody them and you start to use them, 21 irrefutable laws of leadership, you know, the law of the lid, like that thing is, you know, if you're a level 5 leader, you'll have a level 4 company. You can't have a level 5 company as a level 5 leader. You must be a level 6 leader to have a level 5 company. John C. Maxwell, everything that he does. Grant Cardone. Man, I love that dude. He's so fucking real and authentic, and he just speaks the truth. And I really resonate with that as well. And his philosophies on sales and leadership really resonate with me, because they're just so logical and so straight to the point. So my two main ones that I really, really consumed, Grant Cardone and John C. Maxwell for leadership. But in the beginning, man, Jim Rohn, Les Brown, Jack Canfield, like all of those guys really built my foundations. But now it's you know, my focus is leadership, and that's John C. Maxwell, and anything I can do to consume. Man, I get a credit on Audible every month, and I'll get a book and I'll listen to the same book for a month, just over and over and over again. If it's a good book, I'll listen to it 30, 40, 50 times in that month and just consume every single fucking piece of knowledge that I can from it. And then I'll get my next credit and I'll just listen to another one. And that's basically what I do. Because the first time you listen or read something, you only pick up what? Fucking 10% of it or something ridiculous, right? So I just consume that sort of stuff. So John C. Maxwell, man, Les Brown, Jim Rohn, Grant Cardone, you can't go past that guy.
Yeah, Grant Cardone, I have to second that. Like, he's been kind of integral in my journey as like a salesperson and business owner.
Yeah.
Like, for a number of reasons, his sales kind of strategies and techniques are just great. They're very simple, easy to adopt, easy to implement. He's just straight to the point. He's the no bullshit kind of talking guy, right? And just a perfect person to follow if you want to pick up sales skills. And then you mentioned a lot of the old guys like Les Brown, Brian Tracy there as well, Jim Rohn.
No, they're Brian classic. Tracy, heck yeah. Yeah.
They're just great guys to follow. And I think it's so important to kind of nourish your brain with these things, but also like apply them. Like, because you can consume all day long, but if you're not applying or using the information in these incredible books, then you might as well just burn your time because it's just going to evaporate. Have you got like a process for like implementing these things into your life and business? How do you go about the knowledge you consume and the application of it in the real world?
Yeah. Cool. So I guess what I missed out of in my terms of my real fast growth is the reason I grew fast is because I failed faster and harder than anybody else. The harder and faster you fail, the more you learn. Like, you get your biggest growth lessons from shit that doesn't work. You get your biggest growth lessons from having the right mindset in terms of everything that happens is a lesson. What's the lesson and how do I implement it to move forward? And I just fucking run with what they give me. I implement it in my own specific way and just see what works and see what doesn't. I'm very, very systems-based now. Like, I'm addicted to systems. Everything is a system. Everything is, how do I systemize this for maximum 100% effectiveness? Like, my governing, overall governing vision is I want to unlock 100% of the human brain's capacity. So right now we use, 10, 15? They say that, you know, if we unlocked 100%, have you seen the movie Lucy?
No, but I've seen Limitless.
Yeah, Lucy, she like unlocks 100% of the brain and it's teleportation, time travel, telekinesis, all this sort of thing. And they believe that we have the capability to do these sorts of things. So everything that I do, every system I create, every process that I put together is all governed by the principle of unlocking 100% of the human brain's capacity. So as a governing principle, that must mean that every single one of my systems is maximized for pure, you know, maximum percentage of efficiency or outcome in every single experience that we have. So I just grab everything from everybody. I have heaps of coaches. I'll grab this coach and I'll pay them for their program and I'll take it and I'll implement it and I'll chuck it in. And I'm just continuously grabbing everybody's shit and molding it into my own and putting it into systems that maximize efficiency, basically. So do I have a specific way that I do that? Nah, I'll just take every principle and apply it and see what works, see what doesn't, and roll with it. Yeah, if it doesn't work, then I throw it away. If it does, then I use it and I create it. I make it more efficient, basically, optimize it, yeah.
Awesome. Like, you talked about coaches and people that you buy courses from and you use to help you build your business. How important has that been for you in your progress?
Yeah, so important. So having different coaches, like even people that aren't doing as well as me, who are coaches, like who I know that I've got better systems than, who I know that I'm more effective at sales, I'm more effective at leadership, I'm more effective at business growth. That doesn't mean that that coach doesn't have a fucking really key, something key to them that I can grab and use and implement. You know, I've just taken on a coach. I don't know. Do you know Brian Mark?
No.
No, good dude, man. Fucking amazing guy. I love him. Some massive props. He's an awesome dude. And he was the guy that really taught me how to be authentic and really be myself. And like, he's very, like, I know, if you're watching or listening, Brian, I know that I'm more effective. All right. I know that I've got better systems and I can create faster results. However, he's given me so many things in terms of organic marketing. You know, and I guess emotional connection to why and that sort of thing that I never would have had, and that has massively increased my ability to connect with my clients and coach my clients and create a better community in my business as well. So even though I know I can do, I'm doing better and can do better, his community, he's got that factor that when I turn and use my own sort of style on, has created massive fucking success immediately. The first principle that he got me to do, I implemented into my own business and boom, gave me massive, massive success creation. So I just grab anybody I can. If I see that they've got something different than me, I'll pay them for the program and I'll just sift through it and just steal shit and basically make it my own to implement and to basically to maximize what I'm doing.
So how does that differ from just going on the internet, Googling this stuff and trying to figure it out on your own? Like, why pay coaches? Why do you feel like it's necessary to bring people on board, hire them and hear from the horse's mouth what they're doing, what systems they're using? Why is that so important to you?
Two things. First of all, I'm a coach. if I don't invest in coaching services, then I'm a fucking fraud. Right? If I'm a coach without a coach, then my whole fucking system is obsolete. Everything that I do contradicts itself and I'm a fraud, basically. So if you're listening right now and you're trying to be a coach without a fucking coach, well, fucking buck up your ideas and get a coach, because you can't be a coach without a coach, because it basically makes your system and what you're trying to sell obsolete. That's first and foremost. Secondly, you place more value on things that you pay for. Simple as that. If I'm paying for something, I'm guaranteed to make sure that I put my effort in and I make sure that I use it. If I'm not paying for it, it's worthless information, basically.
Love it. Absolutely.
There's obviously not everything's worthless information if you're not paying for it, but in that sense, yeah.
No, but I love what you said about the coaches need coaches. I literally just posted this on my story on Instagram last night. And it's so true. Like, if you really believe in your product and the service and your own business, why are you not buying the same product and service from other people? It's kind of like a financial advisor recommending a financial product that's a must have. And then when you ask them and they've got the capacity to buy it themselves and they're not buying it, it doesn't really give you the confidence to want to invest in that instrument or that investment. It's no different, right?
You've got to practice. Is that a Grant Cardone?
No, that was my own.
Is it Grant Cardone that says that? Oh, right. I've heard that somewhere before.
I speak to a lot. There you go. I listen to a lot of guys. I speak to a lot of guys. But it's true with anything. Like, someone's not prepared to put their own money into the same thing, then be wary of them. Like, be wary of what they're offering, because they clearly don't believe in the same model or process themselves enough for you to want to buy into them. I think that's so important for people to understand. Coaches need coaches too, if not more.
Fuck yeah. Always. I can guarantee you Tony Robbins has got a coach in some area of his life, you know, where, whatever it may be. I can guarantee you that the highest Grant Cardone's got a coach in some area of his life, coaching him on how to be better. He'll have a real estate coach. He'll have a how to invest in apartments coach, right? Well, you know, that's the thing that he does. So whatever area, you need to be investing in coaches 100%, especially if you're a damn coach. If you're selling a service that is based upon it, getting coaching, and you're not getting it, it's how the fuck could you sell it? It's fraudulent. I look at it as you're a fraud, basically.
Yeah.
Trying to sell service that you don't invest in.
It's the same with mentors as well. Like, even Mark Zuckerberg of Facebook was using Steve Jobs as a mentor in the early days of Facebook being conceived, because Steve could see things that Mark couldn't see. And that's what a good mentor or coach can do. He can help you see what you need to see, or he can show you things that you've not done before or seen before or heard before, and just fast track success. I think that's so powerful. Let's dive into your business and what you're doing now, because we had a wicked conversation yesterday because we were going to do a Facebook Live, but it didn't work. So we jumped on But you were telling me about your whole process of your business and what you've positioned yourself as in terms of results and delivery. And it's quite different to what every other single person in our space, including myself, is doing. And that's why I was really interested to hear more about your concept. Can you tell us a bit more about what you offer and how you focus your results for your clients?
Yeah, cool. So basically, happiness and freedom creation first. I guess happiness is the governing principle behind everything that we do. Why do you want a better body? Why do you want more money? Why do you want a better car? Why do you want a better house? Why do you want anything? I can guarantee you, you've never done anything in your life to progress for the sake of trying to make yourself feel unhappy, right? You've never done that. Nobody ever has. Everything that we do is governed by a feeling of happiness, fulfillment, joy, whatever it may be. So that's what our principles are based upon. What we do is we help fitness professionals build a laptop lifestyle and create their own definition of happiness and freedom. Okay. However, the focus is on happiness and creating happiness first, because I know through what I've been through and what I've seen and what I've, you know, worked out with my clients, that getting more money and things does not create happiness. I've earned $300,000 a year in a face-to-face business, and I was miserable. I burnt out. I was doing nothing with that money. And then I've earned $500 after that a week. $6,000 a week to $500. And I was happier earning $500 a week just because of the things I was focusing on. So I understood that it's not about the money. Yes, money's great. Yes, money's mandatory. Yes, we fucking need it. Zig Ziglar, you will know, says money's not everything, but it ranks right up there with oxygen. Is definitely we're aware that we need the money. However, the focus is on creating happiness for the client. Focus is on helping the client outline five key areas or five categories of happiness in their life that they want to increase their happiness percentage on. Yes, we track clients, we track income, we track sales and marketing, leads, consults booked, clients. We track all those percentages. However, something we do differently that I've never seen anybody else do is that we track five key categories of happiness, and we help improve the percentages of these five categories of happiness in the client's life. If the client picks up $500 in revenue that week, but their happiness percentages don't go up, well, then next week we're not going to focus on adding more income, because what's the fucking point? The goal is to improve happiness, right? And what I've found and what everybody else that's coaching with me has found is that it's fucking revolutionary. When you focus on helping somebody create happiness in the now, in their life, in their five key areas, everything else just explodes. Because when you have somebody that is happy and radiating happiness, people gravitate to that shit. The business builds itself. It feels like everything's just going right. It feels like everything's just fucking working out because of the client being, or yourself and the people we work with being happy. And that creating happiness manifests money and things. So everything that we do is governed around creating happiness for the client. All of our language, you'll notice, you won't ever see us speak about money first. It will all be about creating happiness. It'll be about adding value and understanding that money is a byproduct. Language also is the biggest thing we also look at. What comes out of your mouth will become your reality. What consistently comes out of your mouth as language will become your reality. It's a governing principle of everything that we do. So we make sure that everything that is focused on, that comes out of my mouth, my client's mouth, the company's mouth, everything is focused on adding value and changing lives and creating happiness and freedom for whoever we come in contact with. And that principle and that focus is just creating fucking next level, world-class, revolutionary results. I could tell you some of the results my clients are getting, and you'd be like, people who are listening would be like, yeah, sure, bro. Talk yourself up.
Let's do it.
I created it.
Love hearing results, because that's what drives me and my business. I was saying this to my business partner the other day. It's great when you land a new client and you get a little bit of satisfaction, but it's even better when you hear them tell you how much more clients they got, or how much happier they are, or how more secure they feel in their roles. And I get way more kicks off my client results than me signing a client. It's just a weird that a lot of people don't get, but that's what really drives me. So I want to hear your results. Let's hear your results, the wins, the highlights, what's going on your side.
Yeah, well, cool. Well, first, I guess the first governing factor would be, and it's an amazing thing, the company Fit and Rich that I started went from zero to nearly $200,000 a year in 2 weeks. From conception to $200,000 a year in 2 weeks. There's the first fucking amazing result. Everybody followed me from my previous company. You might say, oh, you already had those clients. Well, no, I didn't. I had to bring them with me. They had to cancel their direct debits with that company and restart with me within 2 weeks, which they did. And I built a nearly $4,000 a week income like that in 2 weeks. So that as a conceptual, factor for the company is amazing. But we've got results like people adding $1,000 a week. In $1,000, so somebody's doing $1,000 a week, right? That's all they're doing. In 1 week, they doubled their business from $50,000 a year to $100,000 a year in 1 week, right? And wondering how they did it, because they didn't even have that many consults booked and people were just coming to them because of the happiness they're radiating. I had one guy who went from full-time face-to-face to full-time online, no face-to-face, in 1 week. So created a laptop lifestyle in one fucking week, and he just blew his goddamn mind. What else? We've got one dude who I had two conversations with, and he added 20 PT sessions to his business, $1,000 a week in 1 week. And people, like, when you share these results, people are like, yeah, nah, that's just not possible. How can somebody who's doing $500 a week just go and add $1,000 a week on top of that consistent recurring income You know, these are sorts of results you hear about people who are doing $500,000. You know, somebody might be doing $500,000 a year in their business and be able to add $50,000 a week in 1 week. And we've got guys that are doubling and tripling their business income in a week, which is fucking ridiculous at the level of business that they're at. So, man, it's shit like that in terms of income growth. But the results with happiness is the best bit, bro. Seeing people's happiness percentages go from 10 to 80 in certain areas of their life simply just because we put a focus on it, we make sure that they make time for it and that sort of thing. So the corresponding thing is that when you watch the happiness percentages go up, everything else goes up with it. The faster you can make the happiness percentages go up, the faster the clients, the income, the sales and marketing funnel percentages, everything will go up with it. So yeah, it's pretty fucking awesome, bro. Bearing in mind that you're talking to me 5 weeks, I've only had this business for 5 weeks. Nuts.
And like a lot of people will be wondering, because you said a couple of key things about those results, and people will be like, well, how is that possible? How did it work? How did it happen? How did it happen? Like you take someone who's not online and then you put them online within the space of a week and they've built this amazing business. How does that process happen? How does that look? How do you achieve that in such a short space of time? What needs to be there in order to achieve those type of results?
Awesome. So a focus on happiness for them and a massive focus and switch of language to add value, change lives. Of course, the sales and marketing systems need to be there as well. Okay, and we're not going to go into depth in those, but you got to have the correct language, a focus on happiness, and a focus on adding value and changing lives and creating happiness for everybody that you come in contact with. For example, the guy that went online like that in 1 week, Daniel, he had 20 one-on-one face-to-face clients. Okay. Basically, we just switched him to complete happiness, add value mode. He got referrals from every single one of those clients because all that was emanating from him was happiness and wanting to change lives. Not one of those face-to-face clients said no to switching from face-to-face to online. Okay. Plus, every single referral he got from those face-to-face clients, he got onto a consult, they all fucking signed up as well. 90%+ conversion rate he had in this 1 week. I think he signed up about 26 online clients in 1 week, from face-to-face to online transition in 1 week, simply because all that was radiating from him was add value, change lives, create happiness. And when that's all that is focused on and all that is coming out of your mouth, people find it fucking impossible to say no. And he's not even coaching with me anymore. He's gone back full-time studying. He's finishing off his major's psychology degree or something, and he's in the army, right? His whole focus was to get from face-to-face to online. And we did it in a week. And it just, and he's like, holy fuck. Like now I get to go back study full time and I've got a fully automated online business. I was like,
so is awesome, your, bro. Is your core kind See of ya. Like offering, and obviously I don't know exactly, but you'll be able to explain. Do you take people's offline businesses and turn them into online ones? Is that the core offer that you offer, or is that one part of the process? And do you help people just build online from scratch?
Both. That's hard. Most people that will come to us and do come to us are already in a face-to-face business and want to go online. If somebody's never been a PT face-to-face and wants to go online, nah, I don't really want to touch that. That goes against my morals and values. You need to have proven, guaranteed results. You need to have been a coach, and you need to have known what needs to happen, and you need to have delivered value to somebody. I don't want to help somebody who doesn't know how to change people's lives, build a business on changing people's lives. That's not what it's about. You go out and you get the experience first, and then come and do it. Saying that, I'm sure there's a couple of exceptions to that rule. However, I haven't experienced anybody coming from scratch yet, and I wouldn't recommend it either, because I think that experience and that sort of, it needs to be there first. Yeah, you never know. It might change my view later on, but for now, yeah, I wouldn't help somebody who's never transformed somebody before start building their business. I'd say go out and do it for free first. Go out and fucking transform some lives and show me that you can, then come back. I'll give you the systems, the best systems to use to, for accountability, for nutrition, whatever, and you can go and transform those lives. But I'm not going to help somebody start building their business from scratch who's never transformed before, I guess, which is not online, not online. I would tell them to go face-to-face. I would help them go straight into face-to-face.
So why don't we talk about the steps that people need to take logically in their kind of journey, in their process? If maybe that is their vision to go online at some point in the future, what would be some like key steps from going from a offline business, working face-to-face, to then making the transition to going online? What does that perfect process to you look like? How would you want it to play out?
Cool. So if somebody comes to me who's got their certifications and has never been in the industry before, awesome. We take them on as a client and we help them build a face-to-face business. Boom. Straight into a big box gym. Straight into a gym where there's plenty of people there that need help and need their lives changed. Plenty of people that are going to that gym that fucking aren't getting any results. Go into that gym and we just fucking emanate happiness and adding value. Every single thing that comes out of that person's mouth, we fine-tune their language, we teach them to focus on the correct things, which is the person and changing their life and adding value to them and getting them results. We help them build a face-to-face business, $1,000 a week plus, and from there, you can transition to online. Ultimately, probably would go $100,000 or $2,000 a week face-to-face, get a good grasp of how everything works, get a good grasp of how to train and transform lives. Once you've got that $200,000 or that $100,000 a year business, the 40 sessions or the 20 clients, boom, we have perfect systems to transition every single one of them straight into online and basically build straight away a laptop lifestyle from there. So you can transition $100,000 a year business face-to-face into a $50,000 to $100,000 a year business like that in 1 week, like we did with Daniel, basically. So that would be the transition process. Boom, into a big box gym, build a face-to-face business, learn how to add value and change lives. Awesome. You know, fine-tune your systems, get it all right, make sure that you know what you're doing and you understand how to do. Boom, awesome. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to get everybody to transition to online. We're going to still add value and change their lives just through online. And then you can create basically an automatic online business that way, which is the fastest.
And then when these guys get online, is it a case of exchanging the hours they were doing offline and doing the same amount of hours online? Or are you scaling it so there's less hours involved in maintaining that same level of income?
Yeah, way less hours involved online. Online, there just seems to be a way to create better systems, better accountability, more independence in the client. And you actually get way fucking better results online. Online clients get way better results than face-to-face clients. There's something about the empowerment and the independence that they have to create within themselves to get the results, the adherence to systems. And you can spend a lot less time with them. You can spend half an hour every 2 weeks with somebody online with the right accountability and communication systems and get them better results than spending 3 fucking hour sessions with them a week in the gym. Sure, you don't get paid as much, but it's not about the money. It's about getting them results, right? So on that token, you can have a hell of a lot more clients for a lot less time. And then we look at scaling online and hiring coaches and building through there that way as well. So no, you go from, if you want to put it in an incomes, you go from $100 an hour face-to-face to about $240 to, depending on how much you want to charge, $300 an hour online in terms of delivering your actual time.
Awesome. Time delivered. And then in terms of like what people need, so if they're going in an online space, what are some of the key things they need in order to make this thing work? Do they need Facebook groups? Do they need websites? Do they need funnels, marketing campaigns, PDFs, management tools for communicating with the clients? What are some of the essential things, bit of kit, bit of software, resources that people need operating online?
Look, I believe a personal training software is fucking imperative. You know, Trainerize, PT Distinction, PT Hub, whatever one you want to go with, having that app and that system where you can keep track of everything, you can track them, you can hold them accountable, that's imperative. I mean, it's not imperative, but why the fuck would you do it any other way? It makes things so much easier. That is key. Apart from that, all you need is Facebook. It depends. Like, you can build a $100,000 a year laptop lifestyle without any funnels, without any fucking EDM, without any email marketing, without any of that sort of stuff, simply by just adding value and making sure that your focus is on changing people's lives. When your focus is on changing people's lives, fuck man, you don't need to do any goddamn marketing, because people get their lives changed and will refer people to you as soon as you ask. It's really that simple. However, we definitely use Facebook ads. Facebook ads is killer. Why would you not, man? You can put you can get $2 a lead, like with the right systems. $2 a lead, like as an average, man, with the right focus, with the right values, with the right sales and marketing funnel percentages, $2 a lead is guaranteed success. Do you want to spend $200 and get 100 leads and you know that you can turn that into 5 clients, which is going to pay you $250 a week? Like, that's a fucking 250% return. Like, yeah. So Facebook leads is one of our big focuses, but you don't need it. However, it depends. I don't see myself building many $500,000 million clients, because our focus isn't making as much money as possible. It's being as happy as possible. And you get to the point where it doesn't fucking matter how much you're making. If you're making $100,000 a year from your laptop, you basically have a dream lifestyle. Fucking amazing. And when we're not focused on making more money, there's going to be some that are like, yep, I want $1 million. Yep, I want 10 million. Yep, I want to do 100 million. Cool. But the majority just want happiness and freedom. And that's amazing. What we give to them.
So as we bring this podcast to an end, absolutely love jamming with you. It's been really insightful hearing your story and all the things you've been doing and the way you approach your life and business. Why don't we end on this? Because it seems like a good topic for you. What does happiness mean to you?
Cool. I'm glad you asked this. Happiness is internal. Happiness comes from a mastery and control of your internal thought processes. Happiness is something that can be created without any external factors at all. Happiness is having the right systems internally to understand that everything that happens is just something that happens, and everything that happens is the best thing that could happen, and everything has a lesson, and to just enjoy every single moment and understand that fucking life's awesome. Smile, find the positive in everything, because everything has a positive. That's perpetual happiness. That is, with that solidified belief and thought and a few other thought processes around that, you create perpetual happiness where no matter what fucking happens, it doesn't matter, because there's a lesson to be learned, there's some growth to be had, and things you understand that every perceived negative, every dip is actually a learning curve and is actually going to explode you out the other side regardless. So there's a few thought processes. Happiness is something that comes internally. However, excitement, joy, fulfillment, fun, all these things can come from external activities, things that we do, things that we experience. And these excitement, joy, fun, fulfillment, all that, these are things that will expand, exacerbate, and exponentially grow the feeling of happiness. So what we do is we create that internal happiness through mastery of the mindset, and then we use our ability to change lives, add value, bring in more income, and then we use that money to go and experience fun, freedom, fulfillment, excitement, and basically massively exponentially grow that feeling of happiness by bringing in external factors that do bring, that make life fucking amazing. So that's my definition.
Amazing, man. That was a great way to end the show on a ultra positive kind of theme. Absolutely love it. If you want to find out more about you, your company, awesome, your business, brother, and how you help people create these laptop lifestyles, where can they find you?
Cool. My name is Rhys Margan, Rhysmargan. My company is called Fit Enrich, F-I-T Enrich, like enrichment, like making somebody wealthier, making the soul wealthier, making any area of life and taking it and enriching it. Search me on Facebook. My personal profile is where I do a lot, and a lot of my stuff, a lot of my ad value. I believe, you know, that's where it should happen. You know, where you can connect personally with people. The company Fit Enrich, yeah, cool. You know, search that up if you like. But if you really want to connect with me and you know, find out more about what we do, then Rhys Margan, send me a message. I'm a fucking happy-go-lucky guy. I'm authentic. What I say and who I am and how I act is what you get. I tell the truth, but I also have a good time and love to connect with new people as well. So, yeah, find me awesome, on Facebook. Man.
Thank you so much. It was great connecting with you. Absolutely loved recording this one with you. Loads of great content in there for listeners. So thank you so awesome. Much, Rhys. I'm going to leave it there and we'll speak soon.
Awesome, brother. Thank you.
Thanks for tuning into the show. I hope you enjoyed it, guys. If you did, head over to your favorite app and leave us a short review. I'd really appreciate that. And if you wanted to learn more about our products and services, head over to coachingignited.com. And if you wanted an awesome website built for your coaching business, head over to our partner company, sevectormedia.com. That's all from me. See you soon.